Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. There's so much happening, not just in America, but in Asia, in Central Asia, in the Middle East, things that we're not really able to cover. There's just too much going on. You're not getting it on the nightly news, but you'll get it here. Now, something that just happened is here 2 days ago. You know, this situation in Asia is heating up there with China and the sister nations, Australia, the UK, the United States. Well, Taiwan, in a panic 2 days ago, the foreign minister warned his nation that they are to prepare for war with China. This was 2 days ago. You probably didn't hear about this. Then they were urging Australia to increase the intelligence sharing and security operation as Beijing is intensifying a campaign of military intimidation. Taiwan's foreign minister, this is out of abc.net.au. abc.net.au. Taiwan's foreign minister, Joseph Wu, warns of looming war with China and urges closer cooperation with Australia. Dozens of Chinese military aircraft have flown into Taiwanese airspace in recent days. Mr. Wu also thanked Australia for supporting Taiwan's bid to join a new trade pact. See, Taiwan is an island, and they're going to have to. What they don't get is, should China cut them off from food supplies, Taiwan is going to have to depend on other nations to supply what China will not supply and has not been supplying. Dozens of aircraft from the People's Liberation Army have flown sorties into Taiwan's air defense identification zone since Friday. I talked about this last week, prompting the self-ruled island to scramble its own military jets. Speaking to the ABC's China Tonight program, Taiwan's foreign minister, Joseph Wu, declared that if the PLA were to launch an actual strike, his democratic state would be ready to repel it. The defense of Taiwan is in our own hands. We are absolutely committed to that, Mr. Wu told ABC's Stan Grant. I'm sure that if China is going to launch an attack on Taiwan, I think they're going to suffer tremendously as well. So, as I have been stating in the last year, we have to watch what the left hand is doing. The right hand is busy over here with the coronavirus, with the vaccinations, with the jabs, with Fauci, with the World Health Organization. But the left hand is busy planning for war. Yesterday's program, I mentioned that the center brain, there has to be a brain, a center internationally for everything that's going on. There has to be a center, a group, which I call Pilgrims, the Pilgrim Society, that has its hand in the virus, that had its hand in all of the viruses for the last 15, 20 years. Ebola, West Nile, you name it. There is a group. The initial company that began virology was the Wellcome Trust Foundation out of England. They were doing virology. They were doing vaccinations back in the mid-1800s. They began their disguise was, we're doing research into vaccinations for cattle. We have cattle in Australia, and the cattle, they get sick. And so we created a pharmaceutical company, labs, to study the viruses in animals. Sheep, pigs, swine, cattle. But it will always jump to human beings. And it had already jumped, the research had already been with people in South Africa. This was one of the objectives of Cecil Rhodes and the roundtable groups that would eventually come into existence in the late 1800s. The Pilgrim Society in Europe, in England, and the Pilgrim Society in New York City, this is the controlling group that rules the world. You don't have to try to look into the Jesuits or the Freemasons, all the other secret societies, because they are all tied up into these two groups. These two secret groups, one in Europe, one in America, they are the ones that have their hand in what happened a year and a half ago in China, in Wuhan, Wellcome Trust, the other Purbright in England. These are the ones that put this together. The people that manufactured this in the biolabs in Canada, in the United States, working with China, with the other labs internationally, it is this group that has given the direction to what has happened in this world. Now, it is this group also that has its hand in manipulating what's happening in Central Asia and in Asia. We're going to talk about that, so hold on. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food, located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in northern Colorado.
In 1964, a 10-cent dime bought you 10 cents worth of stuff. Today, we sell this silver dime for well over $2. This silver dime will buy you the same amount as it did in 1964, and it will buy you the same amount in 2030, 2040, and well beyond. Call 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, your gold and silver experts. 800-951-0592.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls and a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls and a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls and a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Won't forget what it's like
inside his cave. This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall.
Okay, that's what we're doing. We're chasing rabbits. We're going down rabbit holes, things that are unbelievable. But nevertheless, this is the truth, the present truth. Pilgrim Society. The world has found, and I get this information from aimfortruth.com or .org. Aim, the letter four, truth.org. The people, Michael McKibben, another guy by the name of, I forgot his name, they have put together this research, and on that website, you will find what these people have investigated, what they have found, and what they're finding is in the Bible. But it takes a person looking at what the Bible says about the time that we live in and getting the information that's available now through the internet to actually see what, how these things fit together. In the Bible, in Revelation chapter 17, there is a end of the world harlot. She's a prostitute, and the prostitute has a mother. The prostitute is the United States, the Babylon the Great. The mother is England, and the mother and daughter jointly rule the world. The daughter is much more vicious, more cunning, more powerful than the mother. At one time, the mother was extremely vicious. She held holdings, land holdings internationally, which she still does. But she's not as powerful militarily with technology as the daughter. The daughter is the United States of America. It will be the daughter who will have no restraints. When they do away with, when Pilgrim Society, America, in New York, when they do away with the Constitution, when it is eliminated, when it is nullified, when it is destroyed, then Pilgrims America will move quickly to take over the nations of the world, and the objective is to force the nations to go along with the objectives of the mother and the daughter, which would be Pilgrim Society, for world hegemony, for a one world government, and for a one currency, which is called a Great Reset, the Reset. And also, I have not talked much about this. I'm going to in future programs. The one world, the new religion that is coming in. It will be a not non-Christian religion. It will be a religion of the occult, and it will be centered in the United States of America. As disturbing as it may be, you know now what to look for, and as you see it, then you'll begin to realize what immense power America really has. Now, pilgrims, they are responsible for putting Vladimir Lenin in power in Russia. They were the ones that were responsible out of Europe at that time in killing the family, the Romanov family. The Romanovs of Russia, the Tsars, they destroyed them. They're the ones, Pilgrim Society, the plan was to bring in communism into Russia, which they did. Later, their objective was to put Adolf Hitler in power in Germany, which they did. With the mother, the mother with the daughter working together to put in a fascist system in Europe. Now, people don't realize, but Adolf Hitler, his plans, you know, we hear that he was, his objective was to rule the world, and the plan was in place, and he would have, if it had not been for a change in plans by God himself and the children of the devil could not deviate from God's plan internationally. Germany was not to be the nation that would be the global, and they talked about a globalist Germany. The Bible says that America would be the global power, the empire. America would have world hegemony, not Germany. Though they were trying to change history, they were trying to change prophecy by allowing Germany to be the one head of the one world government, but it failed. Then, in the 50s and 60s, the objective was to help China economically to build as a nation economically with manufacturing so that China would be the center of the one coming world, the coming one world government. But the Bible says it has to be the United States of America. And who would help America would be England. So it's a mother and daughter objective at the end of the world. You have the daughter, who is the great whore, the great harlot. She's responsible, and it will be on her tab for everyone who in the future, all who are slain on the earth, all who are killed, all the misery that is to be brought upon the nations of the world, it will be on the shoulders of America. America at one time, according to Revelation chapter 17, was a golden cup in God's hand. We were the light to the nations. We were a nation that God used, and God has used us all the way to the point of Joe Biden, the imposter, coming into power. But you can back up a little bit. The corruption, the great corruption, began in 2008 with Barack Obama. And his administration, people still presently do not understand how corrupt that administration was. $28 billion going to Mexico for the, the arms deal that was taking place down there? I forgot the name of it. But this was an operation that Obama put in with just the military supplying guns to Mexico, $28 billion worth. At the same time, this matter of Obamacare, this was a way to begin to strip the eggs out of the basket. My wife has a verse that she likes, and it talks about Antichrist who sneaks his hand into the nest to take the eggs. That's exactly what the Obama administration had done. You know, people think that Obama, because he's got to use the teleprompter, and he does, because though he is eloquent, he does not have the intellectual ability without a teleprompter. And there was a gentleman, I wish I would have saved the article, who was out of Hollywood that was with Barack Obama for I forget how many years to teach Obama how to talk, to how to present a topic, how to work a crowd. And Obama was trained by this man, and he came out and said that when he began working with Obama, Obama was just an average, he couldn't put a thought together. But Obama was created by this brilliant guy. I'm going to see if I can find that article. But with pilgrims, I go back to pilgrims, because now pilgrims is involved in the wars that are coming. England, the mother, America, the daughter, these two working together are bringing in the New World Order. But the daughter will be much more powerful, and the mother, England, is going to be put to shame, and God is going to punish the mother before Babylon the Great is punished, America. Now, I just read initially to start the program, Taiwan was asking Australia for help as Taiwan is preparing for war with China. Now, a day later, China is is flying these sorties, there were 34 J-16 fighters, 12 H-6 nuclear-capable bombers that were flying over that Middle East, over the Middle East. And the United States called on China to end its aggressive tactics against Taiwan. This is out of dailymail.co.uk. The U.S. called on China yesterday to end its aggressive tactics against Taiwan on Monday after Beijing flew 52 aircraft into the island's airspace, triggering a diplomatic war of words. The United States is very concerned by the People's Republic of China's provocative military activity near Taiwan, which is destabilizing its risk miscalculations and undermines regional peace and stability. We urge Beijing to cease its military, diplomatic, and economic pressure and coercion against Taiwan. China claims the self-ruled island as its own territory and has made increasingly aggressive moves in that region. China's foreign ministry spokesman, Hua Chunying, said China's determination and will to defend its national sovereignty and territorial integrity is unwavering. After the weekend, in which China flew a total of 93 aircraft close to the island in 5 separate missions, this is called aggression. This is taunting Taiwan to respond in a negative way, because what China wants is conflict. They are just chomping at the bit. They want friction. They want conflict. They want something to trigger, just like the Democrats were waiting for something to trigger here in the United States to trigger January 6th. They were waiting, and guess what happened? The trap was set, and boom. The Republicans that went took the bait. You see what happened? Well, China's looking for this kind of a scenario also. Waiting, just pushing, taunting. So, 93 aircraft, the largest of which comprised 25 planes. So, now you can see what's happening with the other hands. And this is a multi-armed Shiva, multi-armed hands everywhere. Now, at the same time, 4 days ago, I don't think many people heard about this. This is HalTurnerRadioShow.com. Israel reportedly attacked Iran's proper, a missile strike on alleged nuke facility. Israel reportedly sent military aircraft over Azerbaijan and out into the Caspian Sea to launch at least one missile against what is alleged to be a secret nuclear facility in Iran near the capital of Tehran. The facility was struck on September 27th and seriously damaged. Tehran is not commenting on the attacks. So now you see how they are pushing. America has the upper hand. America is pushing, and we're going to talk a little bit more about some other interesting things. So hang on, Rick Rodriguez. The Present Truth. Hold on.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Hello, I'm Jessica Autry with the TC Group, 970-396-2404, your Colorado native realtor with 10 years real estate and property management experience. Whether you are looking to buy, sell, rent, or list your rental, I can help. Just call me at 970-396-2404 or email me at jessellenrealestate@gmail.com.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of the home you want being bought by somebody else. In this red-hot market of multiple offers, at above the listing price, you need an edge. Having a pre-approval letter from the town group is almost like cash in your hand to move your offer to the front of the line. Even if you're self-employed or don't otherwise fit neatly inside the box, the three sisters at the town group know how to get you approved. And fast. After all, the town group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day with your pre-approval letter from the town group. Get your offer accepted on that house you want before someone else grabs it. Call 844-THINK-YES before these historically low interest rates move. Call 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES.
The town group at United American Mortgage, NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval, some restrictions may apply.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Get down! Get down!
Come get down with us this Friday night from 6 to 8. We're going to have Matt Skrzywanski from Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions, the lead firearms instructor at the largest police academy in the state. He's going to be bringing his firearms emergency response training simulator, which is kind of like a video game. You get this projector screen and a mock firearm, and you get to try your hand at over 200 emergency scenarios. Don't miss out. Free Dominic's Pizza Friday night, 6 to 8.
Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3, the Present Truth program. I'm also my program on Sunday from 8 until 11, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And my programs, all the programs on the hosts on the weekend and the different programs during the week are on 1360khnc.com. to the podcast section, to the programs that you find that are important, which are definitely informative, all of them. At the same time, remember, everything is streamed daily on 1360khnc.com. Today, our transmitter is down, but we are on podcast and we are streaming, so people are wondering what is going on. Well, we're working on the transmitter. It'll be up, and we will inform everyone as to what is going on, what is really happening. Now, I've been talking about the conflict, the what has been happening with NATO and the United States assisting Zelensky, I think it is, of the Ukraine. No, Zelensky, is he? Well, the president of the Ukraine. I've got so many names in front of me. But the Ukrainian president, he made a decision here just a couple of days ago. It is Zelensky, I'm sorry. Ukraine Zelensky, this is out of the internationalnews.com. Ukraine Zelensky ready to meet Putin face to face. Now, just a week ago, Zelensky is working with NATO with the EU, with the United States, to cause the conflict in the Black Sea. And now he had an about-face. Why did he have an about-face? Okay, let's go back about 8 years ago, 10 years ago, roughly. There was a man by the name of Mikhail Saakashvili. Now, he was the president of Soviet Georgia at the time. And he attempted, during his administration, to cause a war with Russia. I'm going to read a little bit about him. He was an American puppet. Now, this is out of the October 3rd, whatdoesitmean.com. I'm going to read just to go through this quickly, and then I'll give you my my thoughts of what's happening. So, Mikhail Saakashvili was jailed when he went to... He's been exiled from Georgia. Well, he went back just a few days ago. He was apprehended when he returned to Georgia. And the reason he returned is he was attempting to ignite a Western war with Russia back in 2008, but his army was quickly annihilated by the superior Russian military forces. Well, he was defeated, and he was desperately pleading for America to assist him to come to his aid, but America did not go to his aid. This was in Soviet Georgia back then, in 2008. Well, then he fled, and he was seeking refuge in the Ukraine. He was expelled, and eventually he fled to the United States. Well, last Friday, he flew back to Georgia. And the reason he flew back was for the sole purpose of staging a coup and telling his National Movement Party followers, if there are 100,000 of us, no one will be able to defeat us, and Georgia will go back onto the path of development. This misery and horror will come to an end. And so this was an attempted plan and a coup over the weekend. And they were holding elections last weekend in Georgia. Well, because of his attempt to start war with Russia, he goes back into Georgia, he's arrested, and the present minister, the president of Georgia, the nation presently, is not going to allow him. He has a sentence of 6 years in prison, 6 to 8 years. She is not going to pardon him. Upon her making that decision, immediately when that news went out, that sent a message to Zelensky in the Ukraine. And Zelensky realized, whoopsie daisy, I am trying to cause conflict with the great nation of Gog in the land of Magog, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39. For those that are not Bible followers, this is the land of Russia and the spirit that rules Russia. And all of a sudden, Zelensky realized, I'm trying to go to war with this great end-time nation. And so what he did is he immediately, he said on October the 3rd, 2 days ago, that he's ready to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin behind closed doors. He doesn't want to meet him out in the open where everybody can see what's happening with the conversation, because basically he is tapping out. For those of you that like world extreme cage fighting, he's tapping out because he knows now America has once again kicked him to the curb. America kicked the other guy out of Georgia, that Mikhail Saakashvili, kicked him to the curb. America kicked Afghanistan to the curb, kicked Iraq, the Kurdish people in northern Iraq, kicked them to the curb. Seems like the United States is doing a lot of kicking lately, kicking people to the curb. Well, Zelensky realized, whoopsie daisy, I better get back to talking to Vladimir Putin. Now, in Bible prophecy, eventually Russia is going to come down into present-day Jordan and attack Israel, and is going to be destroyed on the mountains in Jordan, along with Iran, along with Libya. Well, just last week, the President Erdogan of Turkey was meeting with Vladimir Putin, and they were discussing Syria, and they were discussing Libya. Well, Libya is one of the nations, when Russia comes with Iran, is one of the nations that is going to attack Israel. And just today, here's what Joe Biden said about the nation of Ethiopia, another nation that is going to come with Russia. And now Ethiopia is in the news. So hold on. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Why does it seem America is slowly sinking? Whose fault is it? It's not the Obamas or the Clintons. It's not Republicans or Democrats. It's not corporations, the military, or foreign countries. It's the Federal Reserve, a central banking system made up of private bankers that corrupt and control virtually all aspects of the world's money supply and the economy. All of the major problems of the world can be traced to the Federal Reserve and central banks of other countries. Hi, I'm Jason with the Colorado Front Range News Hour. Catch my show with co-host Brian here on KHNC 3 to 4, Monday through Friday. We sell gold and silver, the best way to protect your hard-earned money. Call 800-951-0592 and keep those blood-sucking bankers out of your wallet.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Okay. So then I leave off at the last break with Russia. Russia's going to come with Libya. And I believe Russia's going to come with the Ukraine when she comes to make war with Israel. And I have stated for about a year that I believe that Ukraine Zelensky was going to be, even though there's been differences between Russia and the Ukraine, even though Ukraine has been trying to become a NATO member, and finally, the Ukraine realizes that NATO's not going to let her in. There's just too much conflict. And the Ukraine has been asking Joe Biden for finances. And this administration basically said no. So again, the Ukraine is being kicked under the bus. And Zelensky had to tap out with Vladimir Putin, which I believe now is going to began to bring a greater unity with Russia, Turkey, Ukraine, and even with Georgia, and with Libya and now with Ethiopia, because there's a lot of conflict in Ethiopia right now. Ethiopia is one of the nations that's going to come down to assist Russia. So I wanted to say that because of that, we're getting ready for a big war. And now in Ethiopia, this was a statement by President Joe Biden on Ethiopia. He says, I'm concerned by the escalating violence and the hardening of regional and ethnic divisions in multiple parts of Ethiopia. The large-scale human rights abuses taking place in Tigray, including the widespread sexual violence, are unacceptable and must end. And I'm saying this. Who really believes that he means it? Now, back to the article. Families of every background, ethnic heritage deserve to live in peace. So what is he basically saying? The United States really should. We should invade Ethiopia. Because if we don't, these people are going to suffer. Well, then later he was asked questions on Ethiopia, and he made the statement, I'm not going to answer that question because you wouldn't understand my answer. Well, the answer probably being that we have plans to probably invade Ethiopia. People don't realize Ethiopia, China has been moving into Ethiopia. Ethiopia has a vast amount of, is very rich in minerals, metals. It's a beautiful area, beautiful land, but there's been violence in that land for 30 years. So in Ethiopia, America would really like to take a hold in North Africa. So we would have a hold in Afghanistan. Now we drop down into North Africa. The French, for the most part, have been ruling North Africa for 50, 60, 70 years, 80, 90, 100 years maybe. And the British, Southern Africa. Well, the United States, I think, would like to get a little part of the action. We control through the UN, and we control through the new World Health Organization and the World Monetary Organization. But anyhow, what is happening is all of a sudden the nations that are to align themselves with Russia for a coming Russia war against Israel, they're all of a sudden beginning to line up. Now, with Bashar Assad in 2008, 2010, 2012, Barack Obama, he wanted to oust Bashar Assad out of Syria. This has been part of a CIA plan, and the CIA is the group really that helped Barack Obama come to power. Barack Obama's mother, she was used by the CIA, Ann Dunham. She was used by the CIA to help America in the interest in Indonesia. And she married a man by the name of Satoru. I can't remember his first name. What was his first name? Yoho something Satoru. And this is where Barry got his Christian name, Satoru. And then he later would get his Muslim name from a guy supposedly who was his dad, and called Davis, who was supposedly a Muslim. Well, so he has a Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama. He has a Christian name and a Muslim name. Now, listen, Barack Obama, he has worked with the Muslims to build ISIS, to work with these groups. But here's a secret about Obama. He does not like Islam, but he's going to use Islam in the future. But he doesn't like, he's not a true believer of Muslim. He's, or of Islam. Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama, he has his own religion. And in his religion, he is the head of that religion. And he, at some point in the future, I know that this is going to shock you again, he is going to declare himself to be God, and people are going to worship him and his, the religion that he's going to bring into the world, and that religion will be Satan worship, devil worship. It's already known. You can't find it on Google, but you can DuckDuckGo, start page, go to different websites that are not Google or Yahoo or these others, and you search Obama and the occult. You'll find that he is a Freemason. You'll find that he used to carry a talisman in his pocket wherever he would go. I think, if I'm correct, the talisman he carried was the one that Joseph Smith carried before he died, if I'm correct. I know he had one. I believe it was Joseph Smith's talisman. We'll talk about that in a second. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Hi folks, the Rev here. The Hunting and Sportsman's Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado. From the Loveland Outlet Malls to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That's peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out HarshOutdoors.com. That's HarshOutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show? For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
All right. Support my hour. And to support it, at least let them know that you like my program. And send a letter or call KHNC. And if you want to support, send your support to KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, zip code 80534. 80534 is a zip code. 80534. And that again is P.O. Box 104. And just let them know that you like the program, the content. And you don't have to like me, but just like the content. Tell them you like the content. We don't like Rick, but just we like what he has to say. And that would be perfect. That way they'll just keep me here. Now, going back to Barry Satoro and the Mormon Church. The Mormon people are not going to like what I'm going to say right now. But I'm going to tell you Mormon people the truth. Remember when Barry Satoro went to, in I think it was 2015, the last year of his presidency, when he went to Salt Lake? And when he went to Salt Lake, he didn't go to visit the governor. And the governor was quite upset. But rather, he went to the Mormon church, to the temple, to meet with the prophet. And there was a hubbub about that. Well, I'm saying this. There's the possibility that Barry Satoro is at some point in the future going to declare himself to be God. And the Mormon church, the people in the Mormon church, if the Mormon church ever tells the Mormon people that you can receive the mark of the beast, that will be your wake-up call. I have friends, I have family that are Mormon. I love the Mormon people. They are good people. I have relatives, again, close relatives, that are Mormon. I have worked with Mormons for off and on for 40 years. And we talk about God. We talk about the Mormon church. They ask me if I believe the Mormon church is a true church. I say no. I'm honest with them. And the reason is the Mormon church, they believe in Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But remember, there are two Jesus Christs. There is an imposter, which I say is Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and there is Jesus of Nazareth. And the Mormon people, and they don't talk about Jesus of Nazareth, but it was Jesus of Nazareth who healed the cripple. So if in the Mormon church, you Mormon people, I want to caution you, I want to warn you, if the bishops, if the leaders of the Mormon church, if the prophet of the Mormon church, the apostle of the Mormon church, ever tells you, you can take the mark of the beast, if they ever tell you that, you know you have been deceived. Now, why would Obama go there? Because I believe that, if I remember, I had an article, I think Barack Obama had the talisman that Joseph Smith used to keep in his pocket. Now, this program, because our transmitter was down, you have to go to podcasts to hear this. So tell your friends, go to the podcast. The Present Truth, the first Tuesday in October. That is this podcast. We'll talk to you later. God bless you. Talk to you tomorrow, 2 o'clock. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360 AM Radio.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the My Kind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC free. Just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.